Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January the 22nd, 1991, the Democratic Labour Party won a decisive victory in the general elections, winning 18 of the 28 seats in the House of Assembly. Led by Lloyd Erskine Sandiford, the DLP's victory followed the death of Errol Barrow in 1987 and the subsequent defection of Richie Haynes to form the National Democratic Party. Three parties would therefore contest the election: the incumbent DLP, the NDP led by Richie Haynes, and the Barbados Labour Party led by Henry Ford. Seven independent candidates also contested the election. On an election turnout of 62.7%, the Democratic Labour Party won 50.3% of the vote and 18 seats, while the BLP mustered 42.5% and 10 seats, up from the three they had gained in the previous election. The NDP received 6.8% of the vote, but won no seats. In St Michael, Leroy Brathwaite edged out Mia Motley by 287 votes. The city of Bridgetown saw the narrowest margin of victory, with Billy Miller overcoming her opponent John Connell by just 61 votes. While the largest margin of victory was in St John, where David Thompson defeated Stephen Conliffe by 2,924 votes. When Lloyd Erskine Sandiford had taken over the leadership of the country following the death of Errol Barrow in mid-term, some in his own party had sought to challenge his authority. The DLP victory on this day in 1991 meant that he had seen off all his challengers and secured a decisive electoral mandate in his own right.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.